Better Sex Blog, archive for July 2014. Pink Ribbon Blues by Barbara Gross, LMSW. An important article recently came out in Anthropology magazine about the after effects of breast cancer on a woman's sexuality. The article is about one woman's research with breast cancer survivors in Spain. Many of the women report feeling an enormous impact on their sexuality after undergoing cancer treatment. A theme that kept coming up was how their medical providers did not inform them about the impact the treatment would have on their sexual health and often did not know how to help them. It's my goal to disseminate as much information as possible to the women who need it. I think this population also must be targeted. It's difficult enough to go through cancer treatment, and I think it's imperative that practitioners be educated about what they can do to restore the sexual health of their patients so that they continue to engage in satisfying sexual relationships. The most common complaints I hear from breast cancer survivors concern loss of libido and vaginal dryness and pain with penetration. These are all things that women may commonly face after menopause anyway. I often tell women that they need to create a new toolbox for their sexual health. We can treat all of the following issues, and we can educate women about them too. Low libido can be treated with a combination of medications and behavior approaches. Vaginal dryness can be treated with topical creams. There are hormonal and non-hormonal creams that can be very effective. Pain with penetration can be treated with dilation. A set of gradually increasing cylinders are given to each patient, and they slowly increase in size so that the tissue gets stretched out and intercourse is no longer painful. For many women, sadness and shame may surround these issues, and therapy can be very important in this aspect of recovery. For some women who never had sexual issues, it can be an enormous loss to now have to fight for something that was so easy before. For women who faced problems previously, they may now feel too overwhelmed to tackle this additional problem. The most frustrating part is that so much can be done and so few people know about the treatment. If you know of anyone who needs this kind of help, please pass this information along. If you would like to read more about the study, click on the link that I've included at the end of this blog entry.